healed. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Matthew 8:7. I have written since I was 13 years old these true stories of mine, given to me by God to put down. They are my life, written story by story. I was saved at 14, and God has led me through each day of joy or sorrow, never leaving my side. However, this story I now relay is my most joyful, yet one that most will find unbelievable. I promise this is the complete truth. It is my testimony of God's healing, and I can never thank him enough. God still heals. He is still God. He still comes to us and works miracles. But let me begin at the beginning. If you have been reading on IamCalls.com for any length of time, you will know that both Bruce and I were widowed, and God drew us together in part to combine our families of my 6 children and Bruce's 4 into one of 10 children with their spouses, 25 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. We also acquired 3 former foster children who still keep in touch with us, and 6 Tanzanian orphans we have, quote, adopted. In all, with that many family members, there are many, many ups and downs. Health situations abound. Luke's story was told first in Touching God, which is also on our IamCalls.com website, and it relays the most frightening of health situations. My son Luke was diagnosed with brain cancer. He had symptoms in 2013, was refused an MRI for 9 months due to insurance, and finally, he paid for an MRI out of pocket to discover a large mass on his brain. A second MRI showed that it was growing, and in October 2014, 1 year to the day after his first symptoms, he had his first brain cancer surgery. We were told it was an oligodendroglioma stage 2. Luke, at age 32, was given 9 to 15 years to live. We were told there was a 100% chance of dying from such a brain cancer. There had been no adult survivors. In February 2018, Luke had his second surgery. At that time, he was told he had been misdiagnosed due to it being a mixed glioma, and he was reclassified as an anaplastic astrocytoma stage 3, a more aggressive cancer. I researched this one and the findings online set a 3 to 5 year life expectancy. He had radiation for 30-some sessions and a year of oral chemo. In October of 2023, it was again growing, and he had his third brain surgery and was told he would have to go through radiation again. He did, and then he began a second year of oral chemotherapy. I could also tell you that Luke, along with his brothers, had been the most wonderful son in the world, was a loving husband to his beautiful wife, Lindsay, and when this began, they were expecting their only child. Their son, Kason, was born in November 2013. Luke was a firefighter then and loved it. It was all he had ever wanted to be in his life. This, of course, ended with the first brain cancer surgery. Throughout these years of his nightmare and ours, Luke's faith was strong. He believed in God and in prayer. He witnessed to everyone. His testimony was given again and again. He was surrounded by prayer. We prayed for him daily. His wife prayed. His siblings prayed. Friends prayed. Complete strangers prayed. I prayed and prayed and prayed. That is a huge, huge understatement. When I met Bruce, He heard all about Luke, and he prayed. After we married, Bruce and I went to Luke's, and we prayed for him, laying on hands and believing. Throughout these years, Luke had MRIs to check on the remaining tumor. Much of it was unable to be removed throughout all three surgeries. Tentacles of cancer reached deep into the healthy tissue. So every several months, routine MRIs were done to keep track of the remaining cancer. And then, after yet another MRI, Luke was told the doctor was puzzled. Another MRI was done. The doctor saw only scar tissue. A tumor board of experts was presented with the MRI findings. They said they saw scar tissue. They told him to discontinue chemotherapy. Every several months, an MRI is still performed and the results are the same. Luke has never taken chemotherapy again. The surgeon still says he is puzzled. We say, and forevermore will say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear and holy, all-powerful, healing Father God, for your glorious, glorious, glorious miracle.